from KQED.
Today's the deadline for one of the state's largest colleges to report how it plans to avoid closure. City College of San Francisco must prove it's addressed the reasons accreditors slapped it with their most severe sanction. Charlotte Baer reports the problems at CCSF show the growing struggle California colleges face to maintain accreditation.
It's tough for students at City College to focus on their studies right now. Teresa Villacana says they have a more pressing concern.
If they close, where are we going to be?
Closure is a real possibility for the San Francisco Community College. If it loses accreditation, the state would yank its funding, leaving it essentially bankrupt. To show their concern, hundreds of students and teachers marched to City Hall yesterday, demanding support from local lawmakers.
What do we do? Stand up, fight back!
They wanted to send a message that City College is worth fighting for. The school serves more than 80,000 students. Yet teacher Elizabeth Silver says these are trying times.
It has been a little bit discouraging. I think that City College is going to change somehow, that we're not going to be able to have the same kind of school, and that's what's kind of scary.
The college has had to make significant changes in the 7 months since accreditors put it on notice for a host of problems. The commission cited the college for poor financial management, rundown facilities, and an inability to gauge student performance. The report due today shows the school has slashed budgets, changed how it measures student learning, and overhauled its mission.
City College has been around since 1935. This is the most seismic event that we've ever gone through.
Larry Kamer is City College's spokesman. He says he's cautiously optimistic the accreditor's decision will be positive when it comes down this summer. But there's still a lot of hard work to do.
You can't get around our fiscal challenge. We have an institution that has grown to unsustainable levels.
The college hasn't been able to resolve one of the commission's biggest concerns, that roughly 92% of its unsustainable budget goes to salaries, benefits, and retirement. CCSF is not the state's only community college in danger of shutting down. Accreditors recently hit College of the Sequoias in the San Joaquin Valley with the same sanction. Nearly 20 other colleges are also on some level of notice.
It's a big concern of ours.
That's Paul Feast. He's spokesman for the California Community College Chancellor's Office.
We would like to see fewer and fewer colleges placed on sanctions by the Accrediting Commission. There is no easy answer here. It is a challenge for a significant number of colleges.
He says colleges could be struggling because the federal government has put more pressure on accreditors to hold schools accountable to their standards. The recession, he says, has added to the pain.
We lost 500,000 students over the course of the past 4 years because of budget cuts. If a college was deficient in one area or another before the recession, that may have exposed those problems.
Good thing for most colleges, they've typically been able to fix their issues in time to avoid closure. Only one California college has not. That's Compton Community College, and it quickly got absorbed by a nearby school. The size of City College of San Francisco makes that an unlikely option.
San Francisco, don't shut your college down. Don't force our students to go out of town.
It's not an option most students, faculty, and administrators seem willing to accept either. For the California Report, I'm Charlotte Baer.